Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080.
The city was immensely fortunate, the city itself.
That's Dundas City Administrator John McCarthy commenting on Thursday's tornadoes. He said within just blocks of the city boundaries, there was much more devastation, including Bridgewater Township. There was a tree that came down and ripped up a sidewalk, and the Duke's baseball field had some fence damage, but overall, they were very lucky. The Dundas Council met Monday night and discussed hauling away residential branch debris and decided they really don't have the capacity to do it. He added that many residents have disposed of their own debris with contractors or volunteers. Dundas Council approved giving offers to two part-time patrol officers. With the retirement of Chief Gordon Minkey, they appointed Officer Eric Klein as interim for 90 days as they evaluate his performance. Their initial thought is that Klein will be made chief, but they want to do their due diligence. Due to damage sustained in the recent storm, the Cannon River Wilderness Park will be closed until further notice. Entrances off Highway 3 and 151st Street East and Cannon City Boulevard are closed. What is open is Sakata Lake State Park. It reopened this morning. The trail clearing will continue over the next couple of days, and campsite reservations have resumed. Two campsites will remain unavailable while work takes place on high-hazard trees near them. The city of Faribault will conduct a citywide storm tree brush pickup starting on Monday, October 1st. The city of Northfield will start pickup on October 8th. Rules for each city include trees and brush must be piled on the curb. Crews will not enter private property to pick it up. No garbage or any other debris except trees and brush, and they must be 4 foot in length or less. Place limbs and branches parallel to the curb. This is a one-time pickup offer. Volunteer organization is happening through various outlets. For Northfield, go to northfieldshares.org. Executive Director Mike Krantz said they're looking to define an area that needs help. He's working with the city and colleges who have campus groups that are offering help.
And we're looking to put some more organized effort together where we can get some of these campus groups out to canvas portions of the city to really get out there and go door to door and see what kind of help is needed. Rather than a group comes to me and say, we want to go out there. I don't want to send, like I said, 40, 50 volunteers to one or two houses. Mm-hmm. We'd like to know neighborhoods that have been hit. Who's a coordinating person that we can get someone in contact with? That's the kind of information that we really need.
For individuals, there is a form to fill out on their website that will help them organize efforts to optimize resources. I have the link from our website. For all of Rice County, call their storm hotline at 833-643-7423. All of this information, along with other resources, is on kymnradio.net. And the NAFRS Joint Powers Board met last week before the storms cut loose. They accepted a bid for a new fire truck from Custom Fire in Osceola. Vice Chair Glenn Castor said,
"This is what's called a pumper, so it's usually the main truck that gets to the fire scene first."
Custom Fire purchases a chassis and then builds from there to specifications. The cost is over $607,000 after a discount of $14,200 for prepaying $400,000 by December 1st.
We'll get it probably next July. And the other thing that we did was we specified that it be virtually identical to the pumper we purchased several years ago. And the reason for that is it minimizes training, so people don't need to go through another training exercise to learn how to drive the truck or run the pumps.
Castor's full interview is on KYMNradio.net. News from around the state is next.